This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Well, yeah,
that's all the way at the top.
Two minutes
after 1 o'clock in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday. Minute by minute, Mace. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Beto Duran, the Cisco Kid, is sitting in for Johnny I. You'll hear Johnny I call the Lakers Raptors starting at 4 o'clock. That's the play-by-play pregame.
Yeah.
2:30. Beto after the game with the postgame show.
Fastest postgame show ever tonight because I'm going to the Dodger game.
Oh, really?
Oh, are you really?
I'm thinking about it.
Are you going with seats or are you going with credentials?
I'll go after the game starts. I'll get a cheap seat.
Cheap seat?
No, I don't have a credential.
No?
No.
No, you got 24 hours in advance for that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't like going on a credential.
You can't cheer. Well, you don't cheer anyway. You just sit and stare.
I follow the game.
What do you mean? Whoa. Why is people?
I follow the game.
No, you should go watch BP on the field and then go find a spot in the stands.
Yeah, we were going to go on Sunday, but it's super cold and super expensive.
Let's do that, Mace. When the Lakers are done.
Oh, I want to go and sit in the
dugout
with the people.
Club?
Oh, should we do that again?
I want to sit with the people.
Where you
yeah.
and I sat at the dugout club?
Exactly.
And you didn't talk to
Wait
me?
Wait a minute. The dugout club? We were not in the dugout
Oh, you want to go to left field again.
I want to go to
left field. That night that you didn't speak to me or you got annoyed that I was talking too much.
You did talk a lot.
We were in the
lot.
Dugout club.
You did talk a lot. And it wasn't about the game.
But we don't need you fully masoned.
Because I ran into
What does that mean?
As in, we don't need you being a zombie out there.
I'm not a zombie. I'm just following the game.
No, you were just sitting there, staring.
Staring at a game.
That's no fun.
I was not there to watch you guys. I was there to watch
But we
want to
interact
game.
With you. We want to talk to you. And you were just...
Me, my helmet, nachos, and the game. That's all I need.
And Mace that night was freaked out because I was running into all my friends from 570. He's like, why do you know these people? I'm like, well, they're my friends.
They're good friends.
Yeah, just like Petros them. Just started following me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Did he? Yeah, I love the people.
And the PMS Photoshop Bandit, right?
Yeah.
That was great.
Love those guys.
That was great.
Imagine
and
if
the union.
Imagine if Petros comes to the Mandy's. What would Mace do?
I would be thrilled. I love Petros. Yeah. I hope Money can make it. And David Vesse.
Not Vesse. He's never invited.
Fred.
Well, nice guy, Fred.
The Dean.
No, what do you guys used to Midday Fred.
Midday Fred, yeah.
You know, Fred's got issues.
What do you mean?
Remember he used to do that minute segment here?
Oh,
Fred
yeah.
Rogan's got issues.
My God. Oh, yeah. That's way back.
Amazing thing.
Well, yeah, because I used to have to edit it. Fred Rogan's got issues.
Was that not part of the Mason show?
Oh. Was that like Drew Belzer in the crease?
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell a real out-of-school story?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Please do.
Yes.
So there I am. I'm doing the Mason show. And they signed Fred Rogan to do the show with me. And he's going to do 3 days a week.
Right.
And I'm like, great.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. So it was a couple of cams.
Mason and Fred.
It was a couple of cams. It was
Fred. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was one of the Mason and Friends friends. So ultimately he decided, you know, I don't think I want to come into the station for this. And I'm like, wait a minute. He said, I'm just going to do a call. I'll just call into the show. And I'm like, you're getting paid to be a co-host, and you're only calling into the show. He never came into the studio. Every segment was on the phone.
That's why I don't remember him.
Yeah. It wasn't a big factor.
Wow. And can you believe during this period, they were paying John Ireland to stay at home?
Yeah.
What
that
a
was
gig.
Ridiculous.
That's the best.
Oh, you know, the other thing we did, remember we signed LaDainian Tomlinson for like
$1.6
million?
I wasn't here, but I remember reading about it.
And he had the speakerphone.
And he could not care less. Could not care. And by the way, I don't think L.A. could care less either.
No, LT, you're on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. He was so uninterested in the entire thing. So Dodgers looking good right out of the box, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look good last night. They got another home run from Teoscar Hernandez.
Good dude. I'll tell him Bergman. He's going to be fantastic for the Dodgers this season.
Yeah.
In the clubhouse.
In the clubhouse?
In the clubhouse. He's the guy. When he signed, he went to the Laker game the day after.
Right.
So he's there, sat three rows behind the visiting bench.
Nice.
Big Laker fan. But I know people who know him, and they said he's the guy in the clubhouse. Somebody's got an issue, he's going to go and, like, massage that issue. Right,
nice.
You need somebody to blend the Latinos and the English speakers, he's going to be the guy that's going to be able to blend for you.
He's like a go-between?
He's a go-between, and he can mash.
Yeah, oh, he can mash. Absolutely mash.
Goes after it, great attitude, great approach, knows his role on a team.
Yeah.
And that's what you need with the Dodgers. So he's a guy when everybody, you know, when you walk into a clubhouse and everybody wants to talk to one person.
Right.
Like, hey, what's up? You guys need me? I'm here. Like deflecting kind of things. Yeah. He'd be perfect for these guys.
I'll tell you, the one thing, and last night, obviously, Teoscar Hernandez is a great. Mookie is batting fantastic. Over 500 right now.
Can't believe he got traded.
Yeah, like 520 something.
520 something. Yeah.
No, every now and then, you'll see a tweet. Can't believe Boston traded him. Like,
I know. Seriously though,
I know. Yeah. What were they
insanity.
Thinking?
Insanity.
And Verdugo's where? The Yankees.
Yankees
now, right?
Now. Yeah. Yeah. Mookie was 2-for-3 with a triple. He's 13-of-25 so far this year. Jeez. By the way, Will
learning a new position.
Will Smith is 12-of-24, batting 500.
That's good.
Freeman's off to a great start. Shohei. Off to a slower start.
You think?
He had a good...
You think?
Well, he's batting 260. I mean,
he's also
like
got a lot
disaster.
Of things going on right now.
Okay, that's what I wanted to get to. He's got a lot of things going on right now. By the way, nice piece of situational hitting last night. Drove in a run when he needed to. Runner on third base. Just hit the ball to the right side. That's exactly what you do. But I wonder, too, if all of the stuff circulating about Shohei is in his head at all.
I don't think so.
It has to be, Craig.
It has to be.
I mean, he's human at the end of the day.
His best friend
sure
stole $4.5 million. Would that not shake you up?
I mean, of course it would shake you up. I think it's for him when he gets onto the field. I think he just wipes it all away.
Yep.
And he's on the field and that's it. I think he's just more worried about hitting that first home run and he's pressing to hit the home run. That's what I think.
It might have something to do with that. But also, Greg, you know, guys like him are such creatures of habit that when one thing gets interrupted, it might affect you. True. He's going to the ballpark, probably already having talked to his crisis PR team, his crisis lawyers, his regular agent, everybody else around him, where normally it'd be, hey, I'm just driving to the park and I'm just worried about baseball.
And me and
now.
Ipe are going to be at the game and we're going to, you know, get through. And he's changed translators. This is like the guy he's closest to on the entire team is the translator, and it's a brand new guy. It's not his best friend anymore.
Well, Will the Thrill's been there for the Dodgers for a few years.
But
now.
He has not been.
It's not his guy. Yeah. But when you break somebody's routine, it's just, Greg, we've all been through family issues that affect us at work, right?
Of course.
It happened. That's the reason I was late today. So that it throws you off a little bit. I'm not saying that he's on the field thinking about this or that. But it could affect your regular routine for a guy who goes through so many different things. It's not like, oh, hey, I got in a fight with my wife, which is another thing. He just got married, too, right?
So right.
Now he's got to explain to his wife what the heck is going on with this federal investigation,
right.
That's another story going
sure.
on.
Sure.
So there's a lot of outside
facts. I think there's a lot of stuff.
Sure. I think there's some of that. But there's some people that just work differently. And I think John Ireland is a different type of guy
in
that sense, too. Where, like, when his father passed away, when his dog passed away, all those things, what changed everything for him was coming into work.
Correct.
And letting it all just fade away.
Well, Kobe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Kobe during his trial.
Those are all those things that helped him just kind of get work, fixed everything. And I think... Personally, I mean, nobody knows anything about this guy, right?
Correct.
But I think Shohei comes here and he just lets it all fade away. Work is I'm just focused on the game itself.
Right. But
outside of the work, all that stuff is still swirling
there
around.
There is no greater creature of habit than John Ireland.
True.
John Ireland must do exactly the same thing every day in exactly the same order. So and when something is thrown off,
he's not thrown off when he sits down there.
Sure he is.
No, he
does. When you hand him a script and say, you're doing this spec? And he says, I'm not doing this spec.
That's before the show.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all before the show. Once the lights turn on.
You can't hand John Ireland a script before the show.
Oh, my God. Really? That was just this an later. Absolute
Oh,
disaster.
My God. It was just
he
like
just
a...
freaked out on me for
did.
No
he
reason.
He freaked out.
He freaked out
but
about
he
the
wants
stuff.
Things to be the
but,
same every day. He's a creature of habit.
But if I didn't bring that up to John when he was sitting right there, he wouldn't have talked about him, done the show and you would have no idea. I think Shohei.
He's like me. You just get here and you crank away.
See, you live in
lights
chaos.
Lights go on.
You love that.
I live in chaos.
Yeah, you're
and I think
fantastic.
Shohei does the same.
He lives
Shohei's
in chaos.
Shohei's going to hit 40-plus bombs.
By the
He's
way,
be all right.
This is Shohei's first experience with chaos.
True.
He was with the Angels for 6 years.
Yeah, nobody knew he was there.
No, I mean, there was no... He operated without a spotlight on him. Now every single move is analyzed and discussed and debated.
He's not paying attention to us. But
I would imagine he listens to some sports radio, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he listens to the show all day, every day. He's one of the 9 hours sports.
Yeah, he listens to Pepe and Samuel Jacobo on the Lakers Spanish radio. That's what he's doing, right?
Yeah,
that's his deal.
He's on the YouTube.
Focus.
Like, yeah. He's on YouTube commenting.
Oh, is he
right
in the
now,
YouTube chat?
Right now. Shohei's there, of course.
Wow.
It, just like LeBron listens to the afternoon show.
I think
show.
It's Stone Shohei hands or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. He's in the Reddit.
That's right.
He's in the Reddit.
He's penis thumbs.
Penis thumbs. Yeah.
Leave Roger Lodge alone.
You know it's going to happen. What do you mean, Roger Lodge?
That's what Shohei said. Leave Roger Lodge alone.
No, he didn't. Did
yeah.
he?
That's what he says in the,
really?
In the Reddit.
Because
he would defend Shohei no matter what to the Angel fans.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, he's part of the Angel station. You have to.
Halo's honk.
Love Roger Lodge. Roger's a great guy.
He might be listening.
Absolutely.
He very well could be listening.
Good dude,
yeah.
man. Good
yeah,
dude.
Roger's a great guy. All right, coming up next for you, what's the proper protocol for dealing with a squeegee guy?
A
squeegee guy. I'll explain it next. Mason in Ireland, Beto's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So you don't miss John?
I do miss John.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I thought you said you don't.
I don't mind when John's gone for a week, but 2 weeks is a long time.
30 years of marriage, it'll do it to you.
It will do it. It will do it.
Mason in Ireland.
And you think I fold when I'm with John?
Yeah.
Well, let's have this actual conversation.
Well, hold on. Let me set it up. Mason in Ireland, Beto sitting for John on Live Imaging Tuesday.
Bingo.
Quarter after 1 p.m. in the Southwest.
Ding, ding, ding.
So you and I and Corporate Greg had this conversation once that, for instance, when it's the shows without John, when we get into sports talk debate, and I happen to be somebody, while my statements or takes, quote unquote, are outlandish, I don't budge. I'll keep drilling.
Correct. Yeah. Okay? Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Jackhammer
politics.
You're
just going to take that position.
Jackhammer. I keep jackhammering.
I got you. Yeah.
Just keep
jackhammering. No nuance. It's just straight on.
You do that with us. Like,
right.
You will call me an idiot. We'll go at it.
Right.
Good debate.
Sure.
Same with Corporate Greg. But when it's John or 1A Ramona, you fold down.
You think Ramona, I fold down?
Yeah. Greg?
Well, yes, but it's because you're trying to be respectful to them. And if we're having an open and honest conversation.
Well, I think with Ramona, yes. So let's put Ramona to the side.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but Ramona is Ramona.
You don't want to mess with her.
With Ireland.
Her sources, all that stuff.
With
yeah.
Ireland, you don't want to go too hard and fight and then become like Mike and the Mad Dog
We've
where you guys
fights.
Hate each other.
We've had fights.
I think you don't go hard enough with Ireland because of also the same thing. Because he's a Lakers employee and you know that he can't say anything, so you don't actually go
well,
in
that's,
on the conversation.
But I mean, that's how can I have a conversation with Ireland about the Lakers when he's a Lakers employee and can't say
don't
anything
get mad
negative
at us.
About
don't,
it?
You have to get mad
Wait a minute.
At us.
I thought you wanted
accept
fired
or reject
up sports
it.
Talk. No, I mean, I can accept it or reject it, but the reality is that he gets blamed for stuff that I say.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. You're trying to be respectful to him because of that, but Chris is right. You do not go hard after Ireland for that reason.
Right. Beto, your take.
I miss John.
What are you like covering your face with your sweatshirt?
Because,
like, what's going on here?
It's a little awkward in here right now.
Why? Why? We talk about stuff here.
This is a normal conversation.
You're okay, Beto. This is what we do.
I agree with them.
You agree with them that I fold with John Ireland?
And everybody. And Ramona.
So there
well,
we go.
I don't fold with people.
With
I
those
just
two,
see nuance.
No, because you're coming in, bah, 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 bah. Well, actually, that's a good point.
See,
wait a minute.
This is great because GKB keeps bothering us that we don't do enough air checking. We're doing air checks.
Tell on the show.
Tell the other markets we're doing the air checks on the show.
On the
That's
show.
Now, right.
Now, mind you, I'm
Send
a listener.
This to right.
I am a P1,
P1 listener.
I go
yes.
on the YouTube chat because I start listening to the station around 1 o'clock, right?
Yep.
So that's where I listen and I hear it. You and John together, beautiful music.
Right.
And then there's times when John says something and you're like, and I'm like, I know Mace wants to go after him. Here it comes. And then fold.
Okay, I want you, Bergman, right, to point out the moments where you think I fold when John Ireland gets back and we're both working
together.
Oh, don't
say that because there's going to be a new Twitter account that's going to do that for you.
That's right. No, Radio Michael fan will do
oh,
that.
Oh, Radio Michael fan. You have a new job.
Michael, for absolutely.
Sure. You have a new job.
He's on.
However, so you are going to accept this then.
You're are not you going to accept the it. Feedback?
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
not say I'm dressing you down.
No, feedback is my friend. I can either accept it or ignore it.
Reject. Accept
this
it
is
or
what
reject.
I rejected or right. ignore it. Reject it or ignore it.
No, that's what
yeah,
you
no,
do.
You give me feedback, I will reject it or ignore it.
See, because if you the way you go back and forth with Chris
yeah.
every single time
sure.
it's lit, that's great.
Well, because he's saying the stupidest stuff.
Well, sometimes,
no, but why is it stupid?
You want Dave Roberts fired. It's
no, he, doesn't not, make the, he can't make
but
the
you
World
You want
Series.
Dave Roberts
no,
fired.
I wanted
you
him
want
changed,
him fired,
but
yeah.
you can't fire him now.
No, I'm not
oh,
talking
not
about
right now.
Not
no, when, but last
you
year
want,
you wanted
you
him
You
want
to build a rail to run LeBron out of town?
No. Yeah. I think LeBron has been great. I don't think there's a future with LeBron. That's all.
Yeah, there's a next year with LeBron and a year after that.
Oh,
see,
God.
Today you're not folding. You're sticking strong, Mace.
Well, I'm not going to fold. By the way, in Ireland, he would be here. LeBron should get a 10-year contract.
Yeah, but that's because.
Yeah, but then you're not going to give in to that. You wouldn't say, no, John, that's just ridiculous. You're like, yeah, I can see that.
Two-year deal.
I can see that. That's a good base.
That way we can get the statue here.
Star effing driven town.
All right, so apart from that.
We're going to get a drop that says, Mace just pulled his punch.
And
Pull that.
Do you want me
to
actually
tell
you? Well,
no, it'll be the big voice guy.
I do. I want you to tell me when you think I fold.
When you guys are talking Lakers or Dodgers or whatever, yeah. I think you fold, I'm going to open up my microphone and say, Mace, you folded.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Can we get that sponsored?
I think so. Yeah. Ooh, Mace, you folded. It can be a new segment.
It's not going to happen very often, so it can't be.
The Mace fold.
You're aware of it now.
Usually about 225.
Laura, you got to help me out on this. You got to back me up because I'm going to do it as much as possible.
No, you do
I
it.
I get in trouble.
You do it. I don't care.
Okay.
I brought it up. I'm never being invited back. So
no, you're coming back, though. You're coming back.
You got invited today.
Yeah.
But I
you
was
were
before
the first,
I went
you
against
You were the first
him.
Choice for no. today.
Before I went against him.
I don't care. So, I pull off the freeway every single day, and I come to a red light. And there are a whole bunch of squeegee guys.
Yeah, I've never seen this.
You've never seen this?
No. You explain to me what it was.
There are like 5-6 guys like ready to clean your windshields.
See, that's a thing in Mexico, in Tijuana. Where
oh,
they come
really?
Up right away and they want to clean your window. Boom. I've never seen it in LA.
Okay, yeah, it exists in LA. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot.
So my big problem is...
I travel different freeways. Then.
I don't carry cash.
Yeah.
And so these guys will do my windshield for me. And then I'm like... I have no cash to give you. I think they're doing it for tips, but I don't know how to handle it. I almost want to say, I don't have any cash, so don't clean my windshield.
Well, you're supposed to, as soon as you see them walking up, wave, no, 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 no.
I did, and they still, they like shrug and do it anyway. And I'm like, I have no cash.
If you're saying no right away, then you're off
right.
the hook.
Right, I give the international, this symbol.
No, no, this is, no.
No,
that's
this
an
is
emoji.
Like, no. I have no money.
You got to go, no,
no
suit for
money.
You. That's what you got to do.
Is this the right emoji? I have no money.
Yeah, they're probably on Venmo or Cash App too now. They just hold up a little phone, you know?
I'm not on Venmo.
You're not on Venmo.
I'm not on Venmo. I use, what do I use?
Apple Pay?
Apple Pay. I use Apple Pay all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure they got that.
Yeah.
They got them. They got Zelle.
Just say
they got
no
Venmo,
right away.
Apple
yeah,
Pay.
Just say no, shake them off.
If you say no, that's
Cash
on them.
App.
It's like a pitcher shaking off a curveball?
Correct.
Yeah.
Go get a bunch of those like $5 Visa gift cards and just keep them with you.
No, $5 is way too much for a window
$5
cleaner.
Is a lot.
For Mace?
$5
no, it doesn't
is
matter.
A lot.
It's the principle. $5
Yeah, it's the principle.
And they're not even cleaning it properly. Right?
No, they're doing a really good job.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job.
Put $5 on it.
No way.
You think $5?
Nah, a buck is fine.
Yeah.
Because you're not asking for it. You're not asking for this service.
Yeah. I like to overtip the people who I know.
For the services you require and then you go and get.
Right.
You get a masseuse, boom. Haircut, boom. Your new trainer, boom.
Boom.
A guy coming and cleaning your window that you do not want?
No boom.
No boom.
No boom.
No boom for you.
All right. Coming up next for you, I'll tell you what I want to do. The Rams, I'm going to do a little Rams. There is a mock draft out from...
mock draft talking.
I'm doing it.
Wow.
I'm doing it.
What is NFL draft?
Because there is a player that supposedly the Rams are looking at that I think it would be a major mistake if
Trey Young?
Rams. Mason Ireland, live imaging Tuesday. Beto's here, 710 ESPN. All right, so life's journey has got its highs and its lows. Maybe you're doing great right now. Maybe you're flying high. Or maybe you're scuffling, you're struggling in life. Maybe you're depressed, or you've got anxiety, or you're struggling at work, you're with your boss, or Maybe you got dressed down like I did a couple of weeks back and having a hard time. If you are struggling, you got to find somebody to talk to. And if you're having trouble finding that person, you can get emotional support right now on the LA County Department of Mental Health Helpline. 24/7, it's 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let the LA County Department of Mental Health be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. The Great Alan Parsons Project. Don't hit me with the Yacht Rock now. I've tuned up my Yacht Rock library.
I was telling this story earlier on the air. Hold on.
Yeah. Drinking a Coke Zero.
Pepsi One.
Pepsi One. Is there a difference?
Yeah, it depends.
There's one calorie in Pepsi One and there's no calories in Coke Zero?
Depends on what kind of taste you want. I don't mind Coke Zero or Pepsi One.
Okay.
Anyway. I'm kind of like the eye in the sky on air. That's the bit that we started.
You're the eye in the sky?
Tim McCarthy, the general manager who made after the morning show.
Great guy. I like
him. Said, just, I want you to rip Mason and Ireland every day in their imaging. Just tear them
apart.
That's
what Tim McCarthy said?
Yeah, that was how this all started.
Boy, I'm glad he's gone.
No, because he thought...
Was he general manager number six, I think, from the last 20 years, right?
But he was the boss of ESPN Radio, like above.
He was big yeah. boss, yeah.
I don't think he ever liked you guys. Anyway, so his whole
take
point...
It or leave it.
His whole point was he wanted me to be the conscience... Like, if you were watching a movie, the narrator that's saying Mason backs down from Ireland.
Oh, shut up. So tired of this backs down thing.
So tired. It's only been one segment.
I know. It just started.
It just started. And Radio Michael.
I'm already tired.
Ready.
Yeah. Oh, does he already have a Twitter account for...
No, he said I would gladly accept. I'm a little delayed because he listens to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
But so he's going to send a whole checklist.
Oh, do it.
Oh,
do
man.
It. I don't back down. I can't.
What's the
last position I backed down on?
I mean, I don't remember.
Well, that's the one Larry Elder used.
You don't remember
the end of the it's the last segment.
What's
because you ran the board for Larry too. So did I.
Yeah, or less.
Governor Elder, what
he used to use the last segment. We used that song.
Won't
back down.
Yeah. Sage of South Central.
So, as a Rams fan, I am excited that we've got a draft pick.
Nice.
Doesn't happen.
F them picks.
Number 19 pick in the draft. Now, you're
F
right.
Now picks. We need them picks.
Could say F them picks and try to trade up.
Possible.
Not impossible. Could stay where they are.
Where are they at?
Number 19.
Mm.
Now,
what does Mel Kiper say about that area?
Well, I'm going to go with Tannenbaum. Mike Tannenbaum, who's a ESPN analyst, former NFL general.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, for the Jets.
Because Tannenbaum is saying something that he likes.
No.
Kiper might not be.
Okay, let me go to Daniel Jeremiah.
He's saying something I don't like.
Okay.
He says the Rams are going to take Michael Penix Jr. at number 19. That would be a tremendous mistake.
Why?
Because they need edge rushers. They've got to replace Aaron Donald. They don't need to worry about Matthew Stafford's backup quarterback. They need to worry about getting to the quarterback. That's why I like that UCLA kid. Leatu. I want somebody that can
He's
get
nice.
To the quarterback, wreak havoc in the other backfield when you're on defense, and worry about the quarterback issue later.
I don't understand what Mike Tannenbaum's trying to say. Was this an old article?
No. Ah. He says they're going to take Michael Penix Jr.
They just signed Jimmy Garoppolo to be the backup.
Why would you
use a first-round pick on a quarterback?
He suggests that Sean McVay wants to take a quarterback to groom to replace Matthew Stafford when he's done in 2 years or 3 years or whatever that is.
You don't use a first-round pick on that.
Yeah, no, as a third quarterback that's going to be on the practice squad, like, why would you waste a first-round pick on that?
Right.
It makes zero sense to me.
Okay, that is what has been suggested.
And also,
I'm telling you, it would be a mistake to go quarterback no matter what. I've seen him take Bo Nix in some mock drafts. It's like, no.
That doesn't make
any
sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
And Leatu Latu is probably going to go top 10 is what I'm saying
now,
too.
He's going up higher and higher.
He keeps rising.
Is he? So they won't get him?
That doesn't seem like they're going to get him. That would be a great pick for them if they got him.
There's that kid from Alabama that they're looking at, too. The defensive tackle, Byron Murphy. That's another guy that they've considered.
Anybody on the line, I think, is a good idea.
They have the second
quarterback.
They have the second cheapest defense in the league.
Yeah. Well, now it's time to
spend. Now it's time to spend. Exactly.
Yeah.
What does Kuiper have on the big board for the Rams?
I do not have Kuiper's.
I'm trying to open it
right
now, but I got to log in.
We should have a big mock draft board here.
We should.
Yeah. It'll be like the Final Four boards. Where'd those go?
They didn't do well out of
there. No, nobody did well. By the way, I don't think anybody even does brackets anymore. Does anybody do brackets for real?
What are you talking
about? Who does brackets anymore?
Everybody
does.
This company is...
No, but I don't know anybody. Do you know anybody personally who knows if they got their Final Four or not?
I don't know
did
anybody.
Did you get your Final Four?
Yeah.
What is your Final Four?
It wasn't good.
Okay.
he threw his whole thing the first day.
Most people don't.
He ripped it up right away. At Islands, you ripped
Sagano
it up.
Has UConn, NC State, Arizona, and Purdue. So that's three or four.
Yeah, three or four. Well, wait a minute. He had UConn?
He had UConn, NC State, Arizona, and Purdue.
Man,
so he
that's
lost
good. Went NC State? And then he went NC State?
Mace, you have UConn, Marquette.
Out.
Oh, God, I can't read your writing.
Out. Out.
Arizona out and Purdue.
So right. So I've got a championship game.
But you got two. No, your championship game is UConn and Marquette.
Oh, yeah, out. That was a big mistake.
So Sedano wins.
Big mistake. Yeah, Sedano's going to win.
Nobody took NC State.
That's no. He took NC State as a play-in.
No, I'm saying, but nobody else did.
I don't know. I don't know how he took. Well, he did a lot of stuff at the ACC, right? Didn't he go to ACC?
Oh, but not for basketball. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they had 13 losses, but they got onto a huge run. You win the ACC tournament, and then you play right through the NCAA tournament. I still think UConn's going to win the whole thing. But I think it'll be UConn-Purdue in the final.
UConn-Purdue?
UConn-Purdue.
Yeah, Purdue will probably beat NC State.
All right, so here's a couple of mock drafts that I see.
Okay.
One of the options on the board would be Amarius Mims, the tackle.
Okay.
Offensive tackle?
Yeah.
No, not an offensive tackle?
This is a left tackle, one of the people that would be considered.
Oh, my God.
Who are these people they're doing? They don't need another offensive lineman.
What's on the big board?
They just reworked the offensive line, and they've got...
I'm just reading some of the things. Also, a cornerback from Alabama, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
That makes sense. A cornerback makes total sense.
It
Darius
does.
Williams is really the only guy that they have over there, right?
And his name is Kool-Aid.
Mikel Witherspoon's gone, yes?
Yes? Yes, he is gone. He is gone.
Yeah, so Kool-Aid McKinstry dominated the past season for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Really good completion rate. So yeah.
Well,
that's a name there.
I'd be surprised if they go offensive line. They just re-signed Kevin Dotson. They signed Jonah Jackson. They've got Alaric Jackson at left tackle.
Steve Avila's
moving to center.
I like that.
Like, it's all done. Your offensive line is big and set.
Yeah, they're not paying attention. Whoever did that mock draft isn't paying attention.
Just like Mike Tannenbaum saying that they're going to take a quarterback. What are we looking at?
He's
why we don't
only
listen
one.
To
a
these
lot of
people.
A lot of people.
That's why
he
doesn't have a job.
And I wouldn't bet on Penix, and I wouldn't bet on Bo Nix.
No,
I don't like
not.
Either of those guys at the next level.
There's no real. Well, maybe that's neither here nor there, but taking a quarterback for the Rams makes zero sense whatsoever.
Not a first rounder like that.
No.
Unless you're getting one of the guys that can change your organization right away.
Sure.
But no.
But you still wouldn't go for a quarterback. If you, for some reason, had this exact team
right.
and had a top five pick,
yep.
you're still not taking a quarterback.
No, you're still not. You're still not. I think you're trading back if you got a top five pick right
exactly.
now. The most important thing is to fortify everything behind Stafford, because Stafford's going to be the guy that helps you make a run next year, the year after, and who knows how all long right. after that. All right, so I saw a video, I showed it to you guys, of a ghost. And I have always been a ghost denier. I'm not a big believer in ghosts. Ireland wants to be haunted for some reason. But I saw a video of a ghost that I find very convincing. It is a guy on a motorcycle who's got a GoPro on his helmet. And he's riding along, and somebody runs out in the street. It looks like a person. And then, poof, vanishes. Just vanishes. Now, I showed you the video, Beto. What do you think?
Fake.
I believe it. I'm totally with
fake.
You.
Laura says fake.
And I believe in ghosts. I was the one trying
it's
to
just,
prove you.
It looks like it's a movie splice.
Yep.
Like it's somebody who made that, because all of a sudden it just looks like it's something you would see in a movie, right?
So you don't think that is real?
No. I think that video right there was probably made to get attention.
Now, let me ask you, do you believe in ghosts in general?
I believe in the spirits. There's a medium, psychic medium out there, AJ Barrera.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. I'll bring him in here for you.
Bring him in.
He's so good.
Is he like that guy Tyler who's playing at the...
Better.
He's better than... What's that kid's name? Tyler something or other.
So I'm not... So he's a medium, and I'm not a believer in that stuff. I don't, but I've been in the room where AJ came in and had those moments, and I'm like, oh, okay, I believe in you, AJ, because what... he got out of people that he
really?
Never met.
Oh, bring him in. That's great.
Yeah, he's awesome. He actually listens to the station. He's
does he?
From Downey sometimes. Yeah. Anyways.
Tyler Henry, by the way, was the guy I was trying to think
of. So AJ does personal stuff. He doesn't do the bigger things. You'll see him. He does a lot of radio stuff. Anyways, that, I believe there's a spirit out there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's where people are seeing the ghosts. Because, like, I asked you, what do they look like?
Well, we know. I mean.
So how do we know that looked like something that I've seen in a movie right there.
Yeah. Like Morales, do you believe in ghosts? Or
absolutely.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you had any hauntings?
There's been a lot of stuff in my home for parties and stuff over the years, going back many years, that have been caught on film, that we have photos.
No, really?
Because camera obviously can see, there's things that don't look in place.
Well, I want to see the photos.
Hit up my mother. She's in
your mom's got the photos?
Yeah, she has them at her house. And I think there's some stuff that have gone on their house, too, that they have different... We're very much into that. So
Are you?
And I think you should get a medium, because maybe the medium can get at the root of the problem.
Oh, God.
Of why
here
you
we
fold.
Go. Why
yeah. Yeah.
Just follow the dotted line. Where's it going?
Masterclass. Yeah.
Such trash.
I just sent you AJ's Instagram. I texted it to you.
Excellent.
So do you think one day, do you believe in a heaven?
I do.
So if you and Ireland are in heaven one day, do you think you'll fold up there too? Or will you have the power?
You didn't even see a radio show in heaven?
Hopefully it's better than this one.
Mason in Ireland, in heaven.
In heaven.
In heaven.
What might sound like hell?
No, I... Wow, by the way, what I find interesting is that all you guys say I fold, and then you can't point out a single example of where I did it.
Because he's not here.
No, but where did I fold?
Give me one. Pull up a tape.
We have
3 hours.
Give me one.
First segment of any day.
Bergman, you're here every day. Tell me, where did I fold? Where did I fold?
What happened yesterday? What do you want me to find? Figure out something that happened?
I just remember, last time we had a fight, it was actually really salty.
Like a real fight?
Was it on air?
It was on air.
No. What year was this?
The late merger, early merger thing that we had during Crosstalk a couple of weeks ago. Brian, you were here, right?
He got mad about that?
He got so furious about it. And I did too.
About what?
Did you fold or no?
Yeah,
no.
What are you talking about?
He didn't fold on that at all.
No, I did not fold.
But that's because other people were in the room. When you're one-on-one,
there are always other people in the room.
Not in this room.
No.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
Don't fold. Don't fold.
The late merger, early merger thing was amazing, though. That was about when you're going on a freeway and you're trying to get into the lane on the...
Right, and I'm an early merger.
Do you go in
early
or do you go in late?
Yeah,
you have to be a late merger.
Thank you.
No, you have to be an early merger.
Oh, I've driven with Corbin. Yeah, he's a late merger.
I'm a late merger, too.
He's seen it, yeah. I'm definitely a late merger. But also, I do it safely.
Yeah, me too.
I do it safely. If you do it, you cause traffic by being the early merger. We're doing this again. I can already feel myself.
I don't want to, because I already won this argument once. I don't want to win it again.
You didn't fold that game.
You're the only one.
What's up, fools? Next, 710 ESPN.
Let me tell you about the East Central Hotel. That's my downtown LA home away from home. You know why? Because they give you entertainment, Jack. That's right, entertainment. What's entertainment? Well, it's the East Central Hotel, a contemporary hotel with an authentic LA vibe, located right here in the heart of DTLA, across from LA Live, Crypto.com Arena, Microsoft Theater, and the LA Convention Center. The East Central Hotel is perfectly situated to accommodate travelers who want to experience all that LA has to offer. And here's the thing. You want to meet somebody for drinks? At LA Live, it's popping, but it's also popping across the street at the Nixo Lounge, overlooking Fig. There's nothing better than going out there. You can see LA Live. You can see the traffic building for the game and knowing you're going to the game. And here's the better part. Knowing that after the game, you're staying in one of the most spacious rooms in downtown LA. The East Central Hotel. Offering entertainment in the Southland. That's why you got to check them out. You know it's where Cappy and I hang. That's you should be hanging there too. Entertainment, the East Central Hotel, 213-748-1291. 213-748-1291. And by the way, now that Cappy and I are giving out our hotel rooms, come on.
What room are you in?
I don't know yet. I got to check in tonight. Knock on the door.
Tweet it out.
Say, what's up, fool? Oh, that's a Jorge's bet. Anyway, entertainment, the East Central Hotel, downtown Los Angeles, entertainment's official address, sucker.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Quarter in front of 2 o'clock on Live Imaging Tuesday.
Such a great day.
On Mason in Ireland.
Such a great day.
Beto sitting in, what, you're not getting dressed down?
Nice to meet you, Mason.
No, I'm having fun.
Beto sitting in for Ireland.
Yes.
We'll be back next week. Well, I guess, is he back on Friday?
Back on Friday.
Okay.
I'm out on Friday,
You're
too.
Out on Friday
I'm
and next week?
I'm getting a colonoscopy on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Want me to do, I can broadcast live from there.
You want to do a live show from my colonoscopy?
Why not?
Sure. Let's send the social media team.
Mine's in a couple weeks, too. So,
yeah, we should have done a
two-for-one.
Yeah,
two-for-one
deal. Yeah.
So who's doing the show Friday, Greg?
That is
Ireland and Momo?
Andy.
Oh. Ireland and Andy.
Ireland going to drive the show?
Of course he is.
He is going to drive the show.
His name is, on the title.
Why not Andy drives the show?
Oh, my God.
And fresh from a road trip?
Ireland stays in the chair he usually sits in.
It's a shorter show.
It's kind of like the Sliwa thing. Does Sliwa have to become the A just because Travis is here?
Of course.
No, Friday's
Why?
A full show.
What, you want DeMarco to be the A?
Well,
Friday's
way,
a full show, guy.
And Beto knows this.
Yeah.
If Cappy, if Sedano's not here and Cappy's doing the show,
oh my goodness.
And Beto or I are in,
yeah.
We don't let Cappy drive because he's not good at it.
It's just, woo, 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 woo.
No, his teases take 2 minutes.
See, I like working with Cappy as the B. I've never worked with him as the A.
He's not a great A.
He's not a great A. A
lot of talking.
Land the plane. The plane.
100 words when 20 will work.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Why is there
definitely
this rule?
A salad.
Why is it a rule that if you're the B and then the A is out, that you become the A?
You should. It's your show.
It's your show.
You should slide right on in. Show.
That's a very old school mentality.
Yeah, I don't think
that's it's our
unless
show.
You got an A who can be an A.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So you're saying you would bring Andy in here Friday to be the A and
yes.
Ireland the B?
No, Ireland all day.
I think it would be something that we should look at.
I bet
at.
You fold on this.
I
bet you fold.
So I would, because I'm not trying to piss off John Ireland.
There
he already hates me enough.
Yeah, don't
look,
fold.
Look, I'm not sitting across from him every day.
Ireland's
I don't
A.
mind pissing him off.
Ireland's
do
a
it.
Leader. No, no.
No, because we already went through this at the break. He will get annoyed and say, I just won't do it.
Okay, so
that's what happens.
So are you going
to
fold?
And I've talked to him about it.
I don't mind if he doesn't do the show.
Right, you're going to so you want Ireland to you're going to drive him to walk out on Friday.
I'm not driving him to walk out. This conversation would happen before.
Yeah, so
no, can you believe the stuff we talk about when Ireland's not here?
No, I've had the conversation with Ireland.
And what did Ireland say?
And Ireland said, no, I can't put that on him. I can't put that
on
somebody else.
Like, yeah, he doesn't want to put it on the other.
He doesn't want to put that much pressure on them.
He doesn't want to put pressure on somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. I'm like, I'm trying to take a little bit off your plate.
Well, yeah. You think when we talked about this in the break, it wasn't going out on the
air? What's that, fool?
1 minute earlier.
What's that, fool?
John is a leader.
What's that, fool?
John is an A. He should be in
charge. John is an A. I completely agree.
Fuckers.
I will not fold on that. What do you got?
Oh, by the way, David 100, I got to read this.
Okay.
And then we'll go to What's Up Full. Andy should be the A so John could catch up on some sleep.
Oh! Yeah, that's true.
And with that,
sleep is
time
the
for What's Up Full. Do we hit the thing
What's
anymore?
What's Up Full is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
Mace doesn't even stand up for him. Take it away, Corbin Greg.
You did kind of
I
up
said one. Ireland has got to be the A when
Will
I'm not
stop?
Here.
We're just having bits. I throw you under the bus to John all the time.
I'm sure you do. I'm
take
sure
it away,
you do.
Corbin Greg.
When I'm not here, I'm sure I'm getting killed.
All right. So I'm trying to take it, what Mace is trying to reform his body, and I'm trying to be a little bit more healthy.
Transform. Transformation.
Yes, it's transformation. I want to stay healthy.
Yes.
So
you look good, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're doing well.
I know I need to get a little bit.
No, you're good.
Either way. I'm thinking about going to a Pilates class.
Yes.
Ooh,
and I have never. Have you ever been to a Pilates
yes,
class?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so I've never been to it, and apparently I need socks.
Yes.
That's a thing? What
the,
am I getting
grip.
Myself
you,
into?
You need that. Pilates is good. Have you done yoga?
Yes.
Okay, so Pilates is more intense than yoga.
Are you doing with the reformer or without?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'm
the
going
reformer
in blind.
Is the big machine. The machine.
I think with the machine.
Yeah. You'll love it. It'll
is it a class or is it solo?
It's a class.
It's a class.
Yeah, it's a class. It's expensive, too. So
it's like $20.
Oh, you got
can
a
I
deal.
Tell you, I pull a muscle every time I do Pilates.
There's a shock.
I wrote off Pilates. Yoga, I can do all day. Pilates, no. I always pull some weird muscle in my back.
You'll love it, Greg. It's intense. It's hard.
It is intense.
I did Pilates after I had my ACL surgery, like 7 years ago, whatever. Loved it. It just gets expensive because once you start liking it, you're like, I want to go more and more and more.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, that's expensive.
So why do you need the socks?
For the machine that you're using.
What is the machine? I know nothing.
Just Google the machine.
Yeah,
you'll see it.
There's a big machine that you get into.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like,
it's called a reformer.
Like a dancing thing or something.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's Zumba, guy.
You think that's, you think Pilates is dancing?
I don't know what Pilates is.
Oh, you don't know?
Enjoy your dancing. I know nothing about it.
Oh, you're in trouble.
So wait a minute. So you're not going alone. You're going with somebody.
Yeah, I'm going with somebody.
Okay, yeah.
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
It was quick. It was easy to sniff out.
You have a Pilates friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think you'll like it.
Yep.
It's super hardcore.
Is it the
work.
Same as your Yachtly Crew friend?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. See, friend.
Same person as Yachtly Crew?
Yeah.
Ooh. Leave him alone.
All right.
He's going to Pilates. You're not going to pay attention to her anyway.
Yeah. No, when are you going to Pilates? Yeah.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
What time?
Like 6:30.
Mark the date. All right. Good.
Oh, no Lakers that day. Where are we going?
Exactly. You're
no
not going.
Oh, Pilates is great.
What's up, Foo?
You want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. What's up, Foo?
There you go.
Hit it one more time.
What's up, Foo?
All right, good. You guys was on the old Twitter yesterday, and I saw that wristband gate was trending. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
Yeah!
What's wristband gate?
So the remember the Oakland company, The Last Dive Bar, who
yeah.
had the tried to protest opening day, more or less?
Right, they were all in the parking lot
right,
and stuff?
So they're also an apparel company, and they gave out a bunch of wristbands to a bunch of the A's players, too. And apparently, Esturi Ruiz... One of their,
Estuary Ruiz,
right.
I think.
One of their up-and-comings had 67 stolen bases last year. There's a bunch of pictures all over the internet of him wearing this, you know, the company, The Last Dive Bar bracelet.
It's a neon, super bright
really?
Neon.
Right. And like it just says The Last
like a
Dive Bar.
Right, yeah. Yes. And it's the same color as, like, the A, so it's not like a color thing,
right.
more or less. But it was sent down yesterday, and somebody else on the team actually was wearing it and now has been benched. The A's are saying, you know, it's because, you know, they want to get him more at-bats, even though he's pretty much playing every day.
Right.
So now it's a whole conspiracy theory.
So you think he's benched because of the wristband?
Right. So was he benched because of the wristband of the company that was supporting the sale of, you know,
oh,
get rid of
saying.
Oakland kind of deal?
So they're saying they wore it, so that's why they're being punished.
I would think if I'm the manager of the Oakland A's, all I care about is putting the best 9 players on the field every single night because I got to try to win games. So if that guy's good enough to help, I don't care what the hell wristband he's
wearing.
Or
if you're the manager of the A's and you've been told, hey, we don't want to win, we're going to take away 2 of your better players.
Yeah.
You know, Ruiz was on fire last week, but that's more of like the manipulation with his contract, right? Like his service time,
right,
stuff like that.
But he's not been benched. That's where
he got sent to
AAA.
He got optioned.
He got optioned
to AAA. Yeah.
After 67 stolen bases
last year. Yeah. And then last week he was on fire.
Apparently he's betting .426 Parker.
I'm buying into the conspiracy.
But again, me being skeptic, that came out yesterday on April Fool's. Is it Photoshop?
Well,
oh, like the wristband?
Wristband Photoshop?
Like, people get really good, and did they Photoshop The Last Dive Bar onto the wristband? What if it was just a normal, regular wristband?
Well, I'd imagine somebody saw it in person, not just the picture, right?
No, because it's on Twitter.
No, I'm saying the manager or the organization saw him wearing that
tiny.
On the field. Is it really?
It's so it's like those wristbands that you have. Like
the
like
old
a rubber
Lance
bands.
Armstrong ones.
Yeah, but when
like
you
start Livestrong kind.
When you start sending a guy with 67 stolen bases last year to AAA,
you don't want to win. That's Oakland's deal. It's
but
like Major League right now.
What's the point of not winning if you're the Oakland A's?
Because they're trying to leave.
Right. They are going to leave, right? They're going to leave in 2028 or whatever that is.
So this is going to be more, I think for him, it's more manipulation with this contract. I believe. I'm not too sure. But that's a lot of teams do that.
Oh, okay. So they're trying to preserve a year
something
of
like that.
Right.
Arbitration.
And then
that,
the internet conspiracy
bit.
Is because of the line.
I mean, because of the risk.
Can you imagine, Corporate Greg, a sports organization making decisions knowing that they're not going to win? Who would ever do such a thing?
I would never heard of anything like it before.
Don't fold.
I've heard of it. Who are
no
you
one
talking about?
You're from Ohio.
The Lakers, if they sign LeBron.
Oh, he's talking about the Lakers if they sign LeBron.
You didn't catch that,
I totally knew where he was going.
Needed
follow the dotted line.
Oh, okay. Needed further explanation for people that are listening.
We need a context. What's up, Foo? All right, guys. So I actually have not been here for the past week and a half or so. And I saw that Mookie was in Alhambra raising money at Raising Cane's for his foundation.
Cool.
And he was the one giving you the food when you drove up to the drive-thru.
Nice.
So I wanted to know if you guys went to your favorite spot and went through the drive-thru, who would you want handing you your food or your goodies?
Who would I want?
Sofia Vergara, please.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, great,
that was
great
quick.
Call.
He's like, Sofia
Margot
Vergara.
Did you watch her
miniseries, Griselda?
Oh, yeah.
She was great. Yeah, she was great in that.
She should win an award for that.
She should win an award. I will say Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves, all roads lead to Keanu Reeves for me.
Yeah. Oh, you actually, you know, let me be like Ireland. What was that lady?
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale.
Beautiful.
Man,
Margot Robbie is the obvious choice.
Margot Robbie's
what
a great
choice.
What
about an athlete? You guys all went with your crushes.
No, because I don't really want to see an athlete.
We all went crushes.
Yeah.
Brian?
Give me a little like Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, handing me the hamburger. You know, here you go. Enjoy your hamburger.
If we're doing that, then give me Denzel.
That's a good one.
Welcome
his
to
line
McDonald's.
From Training Day? My...
What about
baseball.
You, Chris?
James Earl Jones.
The lead singer of Yahweh Crew, my guy.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Philip Daniel. He actually celebrated a birthday yesterday.
He, by the way, sounds great.
Philly Ocean, as he goes by.
But
is
you
that
know
what he goes
him.
By?
Yeah, I do know him now. I'm one of the adopted members. Yeah.
By the way,
Janet Kramer, dude, Ireland and I share that on.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was going to say, all of the fast food workers got a raise yesterday.
They did.
Yeah,
they did.
Everybody's making $20 an hour. Good for you guys.
What's up,
got
fool?
One more?
Yeah, I got one more for you guys. So yesterday, the first no-hitter of the season by the Astros, of course, Ronel Blanco. I think his eighth career start.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. It's one of those things where I got the alert, and I checked the game, but I still, even though not my team, I can't stand the Astros, I still get goosebumps in those moments when I turned it on, top of the ninth, watching a pitch. At least one of these things, like the no-hitters still have that for you, where you're going to tune in no matter who it is.
Yeah, I've never seen a no-hitter in person. I would love to see a no-hitter in person. Have you seen one, Beto?
I was supposed to be at the Kershaw no-hitter.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't want to work this day. I just didn't work that day.
Freaking Hanley Ramirez.
Yeah.
Hanley Ramirez booted that ball. Otherwise, it would have been a perfect game.
I think that year I might have covered 70-something games.
Yep.
And that's the one I missed out on.
That's the one that I filled in on Sportsnet LA. Me and Oral and Jerry Hairston Jr. did the post game that night.
Awesome.
And I got to watch the no-hitter with Oral, him describing exactly what was going on. That was fantastic.
That's cool.
But I've never seen one in person. I almost went to the Ramon Martinez no-hitter years ago at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
But there was this stalker lady who was after me, so I couldn't go to the game. Yeah, unfortunately. Okay. One of several stalkers I've had in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, nobody lately. You're nobody till you've had a stalker.
Well, Lil Cappy.
Oh, Lil Cappy is a stalker.
That's, like the,
that's a creeper.
7'10".
Yeah.
I miss Lil Cappy. Where is he?
Where he belongs. Away.
A puppet.
He's a puppet.
He doesn't like being called a puppet, by the way.
He does not.
Coming up next for you, what is the likely World Series matchup according to Vegas? American League, National League, most likely World Series. It is 11-1 odds to come true. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Mason, Ireland. It is a little combo plate action today. Beto Duran's in. It's Live Imaging Tuesday, and we got Game of Games in 15 minutes as we get ready for Lakers versus Raptors in Toronto. Slee with the pre at 2:30 today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed. 2:00 in
Baker
the Sapphire
Street.
On a Live Imaging Tuesday, Mason in Ireland, Beto sitting in for John.
Yacht Rock Tuesday.
Yeah, this is the one thing you said on stage Friday night. You said Baker Street. That was all I said.
That's all I said the entire night.
Do you know these songs now?
I do. Partly because I was at the concert and I heard them all.
Well, and we were behind the one part because usually, and they did it Friday night, we just couldn't really see it. Their sax player disappears in the beginning or midway, and then he comes out of nowhere, plays with the crowd.
Busts out for Baker Street.
Yeah. Like we talked about a few weeks ago.
Yeah. No,
you can play the keyboards and still blow sax.
He can blow. Yeah.
You can do both things.
Yeah.
By the way, that Baker Street, when the saxophone is played in front of us at the Starlight Bowl in
Burbank.
Yeah, last summer, was probably the greatest moment at a concert I've ever seen.
So just wait to what we got planned this summer and what they're going to do for that.
Oh,
same concept, except maybe we all get to put our lips on the sax.
Oh, look at that.
Saturday, April, that's going to be August 24th in Burbank.
Yeah.
Make plans now for Yachtly Crew. Now we're also working on maybe...
Now, if somebody's listening, how would they actually make plans right now, August 20th?
Just
what would they
put
do?
It in your calendar.
Put it in your calendar.
Say the date.
Tickets aren't on sale.
If it was any other day.
On sale. Yeah.
But we're also thinking about working on a Christmas thing that we work on together. And then they will be performing at Mandy's 4.
They will? Oh, not
four.
At Mandy's 3?
Not at Mandy's 3. Mandy's 4 they will be.
Why can they not perform at Mandy's 3?
Because they got, unfortunately, as we were talking about it, they got a huge offer in Flagstaff. No joke.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys this is their living.
You can't walk away from Flagstaff.
No.
We can't count
you get Flagstaff right there on the edge of the Grand Canyon.
A lot of money they're paying.
NAU will show up strong, bro.
Yeah.
The Lumberjacks.
They're getting like six figures for New Year's Eve.
Oh, I believe it.
These guys are hot.
No, they kill it.
Because of you?
Nah, not
you brought them in.
Yeah.
The recognition you're giving them.
You got 710 ESPN on the marquee.
That's why I'm
gonna,
that's why I'm getting the tattoo.
Yeah, there you go. Will so, you, Bert,
will you get a tattoo?
I will
with me?
Not. Thank you for asking, though.
Please.
I will not. I am thinking.
Do
about
not get, fold.
I'm thinking about getting a second tattoo.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to get the Yowie Crew
one. I'm not
going
to Yowie Crew.
But we
Crew
go get tatted together.
Oh, I would do that.
I want to do that. I want that video. That will be bit of the. That will be after the Mandy's.
Oh, I'll.
So this will be for bit of the year. Mandy's 4. You and I getting tatted.
Getting tatted.
Together.
Same on stage?
Not on stage. Oh. Why don't we do it in studio?
I don't trust the, no. the tattoo artist. And you want to go to the tattoo artist in their area. We don't have to bring it in.
We did a bit where we did Tattoos Day, and every Tuesday somebody got a tattoo in the studio.
I mean, that is funny.
That's amazing.
That was a good bit. It was a good
but
bit.
That wasn't here, was it?
No, that was... That was you could get away with anything in Toledo.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't
count. No, you could do it in L.A. JoJo used to get tattoos on the air.
I'm sorry, Ireland is...
Who's JoJo?
JoJo Wright.
On the radio? JoJo Wright.
Yeah, they got better lawyers over there than
oh,
we
hang
do.
On a second. I think we got Ireland from Toronto.
JoJo Wright, who?
Ireland, what's up, man?
What are you doing, boys?
Well, we're just killing time till we get to Lakers-Raptors. How are you feeling? What, oh, by the way, you were at Saturday Night Live Saturday night. What was what
really
was it like?
Fun.
Rami Youssef did the monologue and did the show?
Yeah, we had a blast. He was great. And, you know, Jeff Blake, our buddy, was, you know, couldn't have been nicer, set the whole thing up. Took Mark Shaw, our TV producer, and Mark Cates went with us. Neither one of them had ever been before.
Cool.
Cornell and I had been before. So it was really fun. And Travis Scott was great.
Yeah. And did you go to the rehearsal or did you go to the live show?
No, we went to the live. First time I've been to the live show.
Yeah, that's
They
cool.
couldn't get us into the rehearsal, so we went. We saw the live show at 11:30.
Nice. Nice. That's cool. What else do you do in New York? Do you go out afterwards? Hit the clubs?
I saw Wolfgang.
Well, yeah. Did you hear that part, Mace?
No, so I did not.
Cates throws a dinner for everybody. He had the Hyundai clients back there with him.
Love the Hyundai people.
Scott
Southern
Kristen,
California
they were
Hyundai dealers,
cool.
yeah.
Yeah, they were friends. They know John Patterson. They know your guy, John Patterson. So we talked about John a lot. But Cates knew that his only hope of getting Michael and Stu to go to this dinner would be to do it at the hotel.
Mm.
And in the hotel we were staying in, there's a Cut, which is a steakhouse.
Oh, yeah, great steakhouse, sure.
Wolfgang Puck started it. And we walk in. And Wolfgang is there.
Get out of here. The real
he's
Wolfgang?
A big, yeah, he's a big Laker fan and loves Stu. Ended up hanging with us for like 20 minutes. So
oh, that's
really
great. Fun. Very cool. So we're having a conversation here, Ireland. I want to bring you in on. Morales and Bergman think that when you make a point, no matter what, I always fold.
No, so that's not what I said.
I yield every point in every debate.
Not what I said.
You. Okay, go ahead, put it in.
So, John, we've had some heated debates today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as we always do.
I'm getting a lot of tweets that you guys have been basically bashing me.
Morales.
No, that's not John Morales.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
That's not this.
Team Ireland.
We're going to get into that in just a moment.
Yeah.
But on this one, it's that. Mace is a different person when you're not here when it comes to debate. So he will go multiple rounds as I was going back and forth. Hardcore, passionate sports talk. But when you're here, he folds like a cheap suit.
I disagree with that.
Well, no, we have the audio to prove that it's not true.
Well, I mean, you can get any audio. I mean, you can find a debate where I dominated Mason, and you can find one where he dominated me. I'm going to defend Mason in this sense. He has a show to run. So, and he knows that I don't compromise very well.
Right.
So, I think he just, I mean.
So, you're saying he's a better compromiser?
I'm saying if he didn't yield occasionally, we would just do this show for 2 hours about the same thing.
But do you think that you would, his thing was he doesn't want to make you mad. Because then you may not do the show
wait
anymore.
Wait a minute. I did not say
that's
that.
That's what you
that's
said.
Something you said.
That's what you said in the
you
meeting with us.
You said that. I did not say that. You
when
said,
we brought
now
this
you're putting
up,
words in my mouth.
No,
this is ridiculous.
When we started this, I said there was once a meeting with Greg, myself, and you, and we had this topic. And your point was you didn't want to make John too mad because then what if he doesn't want to do
no,
the show anymore?
Oh, do you want to really dress this thing down?
Go ahead. I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
Mace, I feel like this is like what it sounds like when you go to your psychiatrist.
It is. It is. Not a good psychiatrist. But so Bergman and Morales think that on Friday, I'm getting a colonoscopy Friday, so I'm not here, but you're back.
This is what you're getting tweets about.
Yeah.
Because it started with Sliwa today, who's a B normally, right? Thinks that he just should move into the chair.
And he should.
No, he shouldn't.
Yes, he should.
Because he's an A on, because Travis isn't here.
Sure.
And that got us into talking about all the shows, which is Cappy should never be an A. And I said,
Cappy was an A with Billy Ray for 20 years.
Well, that's a great show. But in this major market, he shouldn't be the
A.
Oh,
God.
Oh, that's a backhanded.
Because he does time. Like 2-minute teases.
Yeah.
And then I made the point on Friday, why shouldn't Andy be the A? Why does John magically become the A?
His name is on the friggin' show.
But his name's still on the show when he's a B. I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen. I'm just saying, why do we always agree that you magically waltz in?
Ireland, I think it's ridiculous that they would suggest that you would be the B on your own show.
But I'm suggesting that of all the shows. I'm just saying, why do you automatically become the A?
Because your name is on the damn show.
I guess.
Of course you become the A.
And this is nothing against Andy, but I think I'm a better A than he is.
Well, I agree.
That is true. I'm not debating Andy. I'm simply saying,
why wouldn't you play to your strength?
Why is it a default? That's all.
Yeah, okay, but he's saying, we agree that the show is better with John as the A and
For
Andy
instance,
as the B. Why would you want to switch it?
If there one day was a corporate Greg and Morales show and I'm the B.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the B in that case. But let's just say I wasn't.
Ugh.
And Greg is out. I wouldn't say I should just become the A. I'd say put in an A because I want to still be the B.
Well,
that's
your
show.
Point is that it depends who the other person is, sure.
Yeah, that's what
like
I'm saying.
If I did a show with Travis, I'd be totally comfortable with him being the A.
Okay, that's my only point is why do we default to these things? That's all.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, I don't know why you're picking on Slee on top of everything else. Slee should be the A when Travis isn't here.
Depends on the B.
Mm.
If we said we're going to do a combo point and it's going to be Ireland and Sliwa,
yeah.
Sliwa shouldn't be the A. It should be John.
Okay, there you go. I completely
That's
agree with that.
That's all I'm saying. Why do we default to things?
Because Ireland's big-time talent.
Why do we default to things around here sometimes?
I think we're pretty flexible around here.
You're not flexible.
Ireland, that's what you're getting tweets
you're
about.
You're not flexible unless you're going up against John in a debate.
And
you flex all the way to a fold.
This El Foldo thing
El
is...
El Foldo!
I disagree with that whole premise.
Yeah, the El Foldo. I told Bergman, you point out the next time I pull the El Foldo.
I will, because and just so if you're asking for it, if you do fold... John, I'm going to open up my mic and say, Mace, you just folded.
El Foldo.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to say it very often.
No.
Maybe not. Maybe not. And I think that's fine. But for the most part, and my point about the whole thing was that Mason is very aware that you work for the Lakers and that he folds because he doesn't want to get you in trouble. By what
well,
he
I think
says.
That's Mason being a good guy. Why is he being criticized for that?
That's not being good. I said that's what the reason was. I
right.
think that was an honest
When it comes
reason.
To Lakers,
Beto's
there
so
are certain there are certain things
Ireland.
That I wouldn't say when John's here. Because
right.
John
yeah,
gets blamed for the
sense.
Stuff I say.
Right, and that
he
was
would put
my
me
whole
in an
point.
Impossible spot.
Because I'm a nice guy and a good friend.
That was what my point was. You asked
you
for a real answer.
Friend.
That
if
was the real answer.
If there were recordings of some of the things you said today in the break, I don't
Oh, that's bull. You know what? You're completely mischaracterizing
no,
all of the off-air conversation.
I mean, Beto's been here the whole time.
Oh, for the long
By the way, John, Friday night you were missed.
Yeah,
an
you were
epic,
missed.
Epic night at
yeah,
the Whiskey.
Yeah, you know, I saw the pictures, and I got to admit, I was a little jealous.
It was incredible, and you of all people should have been there.
Friday was the only game on this trip the Lakers played bad. They couldn't make a
yeah,
shot.
Yeah,
we're
against Indiana.
Yeah.
But every other game they played well. So, I mean, so you guys definitely had a better night than me.
So I said two words on stage at the Whiskey.
He got scared going on the Whiskey
I didn't
stage.
Get – I was stoned, John. I was just flat out stoned.
That doesn't surprise me.
So they stick the microphone in my – they were naming off Yacht Rock songs, and they come to me. They put the microphone in my face. I just yell, Baker Street!
Oh,
that's all
good,
I said on stage.
That's a good Yacht
Rock
song.
It's a good
song.
Pull. They did a great
no
Baker
was,
Street.
No one was going to beat Morales. I don't even think I could beat Morales in a Yacht Rock duel.
No,
to
no.
Songs.
Morales
and
owns
I listen
the
to Yacht
Rock,
Rock all the time.
And Juan at the end of the night said it was okay for me to go in the hot tub.
No, he did not say
yes,
that.
He did.
He 100% did not say
yes,
that.
Yes, he did.
And
no,
you're happier.
I actually
think it, Juan probably did say that.
He was feeling good.
I've
we are all
feeling
good.
I always believe that Mace is the one that doesn't want you guys to go in the hot tub.
Oh.
Just like he always asks you to have the tough conversations about
yeah.
him. It's things that he has an issue with, and he tells you, and
he
you go
He was
and do
on
it.
His fifth vodka soda, I can tell you that much.
And he kept telling Morales
him.
That
yeah.
Steve is happy.
Yeah, he gave
oh,
me a big hug.
Oh, he did. He said,
oh, yeah, everything's great. What you're doing with the station's amazing. Steve's never been happier. I was like, uh-huh. All right.
uh-huh. All right, so Ireland, I'm going to do a little game of games. It is Brian Cohen's game today. I'm trying to think who won April 1. It was...
Oh, yeah, you won.
It was
oh, no, Brian won.
Brian won, yeah.
Yeah,
Brian's
Brian.
Up 1-0.
Yeah, baby.
My guy Brian.
In the month of April. Oh. So
but
we will...
I think we need to acknowledge that Mason won 2 months in a row, didn't
Thank
he?
You.
And he tied the third month. So he has,
yeah.
he's been a
so
part of 3 months
redeemed,
in a row.
He's like Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan for years... shot 50% from the free throw line, and he got so sick of people giving him crap that he cleaned up his act.
Yep.
And for the last 10 years of his career, he shot like 75%.
You know
Mason
why?
Mason is now great competitive with you and I for the first time.
For the first time ever.
You know how?
Focus.
I'm telling that story on the plane yesterday.
Oh my God.
And no one believed me.
It is so funny.
Just play him the drop.
It is so funny. All right. Game of Games is coming up next for you. Combo plate. Then we got Lakers Raptors. In the meantime, Mirror Audio Video has been serving LA sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? Well, Isaac and Roy and the team at Mirror Audio Video can deliver for your products and services stuff that others just don't offer, like cutting-edge home automation from Crestron, Lutron, Control 4. You want to have one-touch control over everything from your pool to your lights to your window shades? This is the place. Better, faster Wi-Fi. Gotta be Mirror. Plus, and we cannot stress this enough, world-class customer service. You know when you call some big company and they throw you into that automated mess? Not going to happen with Mirror. You call, Isaac or Roy picks up, and just like that, you're taken care of. So do like we all do around here. Call Mirror Audio Video today, 310-234-4010. That's 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They will hook you up for sure. That's Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and John Ireland on the road in Toronto. Beto's here to play. Bergman, Laura, me, and it is Brian Cohen's game. Brian, what do we got cooking?
All right, we got a Dodger game and Laker game today, so it's going to be a little Laker or Dodger question.
Laker or Dodger?
Yeah, going to give you an option. You got to choose between the two.
Okay.
All right, here, number one. This player was elected into their respectable Hall of Fame. They became the youngest to ever do so, and the record still stands today. Is it George Mikan or Sandy Koufax?
Okay, Mason says Koufax. Beto.
Koufax.
Bergman.
I'm going to say Mikan.
Laura.
I am going to go with Koufax.
And Ireland.
Koufax.
It is Koufax.
It is Koufax. Yeah.
I thought
there
it was
go.
Weird to put Mike in there. All right, yeah, everybody was but me.
That's true.
Koufax retired when he was 32.
Yeah.
Injuries.
Number two, who was the higher draft pick for their team? Dodger Mike Socha or Laker Sasha Vujacic?
Higher draft pick.
Okay, we start with Beto on this.
Sasha.
Bergman.
Sasha.
Lar.
I don't know. So since you guys both say Sasha, I'm going to go with that.
Ireland.
I know Sasha was a first-round pick, and I don't know when Mike was taken, so I'll say Sasha.
And I'm going to say Sasha also.
Ooh, it was Mike Socha.
Oh, it was Socha!
First round, 19th overall. Sasha, first round, 27th.
Oh, wow. So both first-rounders. All right. What do we got?
Everybody one? Has one but me.
Okay, got it.
Number three here. This former player was once arrested for possessing marijuana edibles. Was it Laker Kwame Brown or Dodger Yasiel Puig?
Okay, we start with Bergman.
I'm going to say Yasiel Puig.
Lara.
Brown.
Ireland.
Puig.
Mason says Puig. Brown. Beto.
Kwame.
It was Kwame Brown.
Oh, yeah. So Laura Hermosa, and right? Beto got that.
I think it was in Hermosa.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Beto 2, Laura 2, everybody else 1 but me. I have 0.
Okay. Next one.
All right, number 4 here. Which player was drafted by the team their father played for? Jared Karros, Luke Walton, or both?
Drafted by the team their father. We start with Laura.
Oh, man. I'll go with Luke.
Ireland.
Jared Karros.
I'll say Jared Karros. Beto.
Both.
Bergman.
Yeah, it's both, isn't it?
I thought it was both.
It is Jared Karros.
Oh!
Was Luke Walton not drafted by the Lakers?
I know, I thought he was.
No,
oh, no, but Walton
never
Walton
played
wasn't
for the Lakers.
Walton never played for the Lakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot he wasn't a Laker.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I thought that'd be a tricky one. I got
that, it. So wait, what,
well done.
Wait, who got that one?
Not me.
Not me. Mason, I think. Everybody has two except for Greg. Greg, you don't have any.
I have nothing.
Okay.
Come on, Pilatesburg.
Haven't done it yet.
Which of these players were born in Toyama, Japan?
Okay.
Oh. Shohei Ohtani, Rui Hachimura, or neither?
Okay, we start with Laura.
Again? Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ireland. Start with Ireland.
No, it's okay.
Didn't mean
I
to
can
start
go
with you again.
I can go.
No, Ireland goes.
I'm going to say Rui.
I am going to say Rui. Beto.
Neither.
Bergman.
I'm going to say neither.
Laura.
Neither.
It was Rui.
Oh! Rui!
So John got that and nobody else?
Mason got it.
Mason and I are
the
tied
year of the Mace.
Yes.
How many are left?
I got three left and a tiebreaker.
Okay.
I'm going for the Berg.
Greg's going for the Curtis.
Oh, no, it's the Romo now. So now it'll be the Bergman.
Yesterday we almost had the Momo. She got one right at the very end, but we almost had the full Momo.
The Momo.
So wait, Brian, how many are left?
I got three left and a tiebreaker.
So all right, Greg, you got to try and miss these three for history's sake.
Yes.
No,
I can still catch
I mean, all you can do is tie us.
Okay.
All right, we got number six. After playing for their division foes, who had a longer career in L.A.? Steve Nash, Jeff Kent, they played the same amount of years in L.A.
Who played the most?
Who played the most? Who had the longer career in L.A.?
In L.A.,
Steve Nash, Jeff Kent, or they played the same amount of years in L.A.?
Okay. Let's see. The leader's got to go first.
Yeah, John and Mace go first.
I am going to say it is Jeff Kent. Ireland?
I agree. Jeff Kent.
Beto?
Same.
Bergman?
Did Kent only play 2 years? I'll say same.
Lar?
I have to go opposite, right?
No,
so same?
You can, no,
oh,
not yet.
Oh, well, same. You, oh, okay.
You go where you want.
All right, whatever. Same.
It was Jeff Kent.
Jeff Kent. Yeah. So me and Ireland both on that.
All right, I'm out. Yeah, so.
Mason, wait, it's so fun that you take this seriously now.
Oh, I mean, seriously, I'm coming at this with a ton
Fuck
of.
Fuck.
You still have zero, Greg?
I still have zero. Okay. Mace 4, John 4, Beto 2,
Laura 2. So there's a lot
working
here. Mason and I are tied for the lead, and Greg's going for the Romo. Woo.
No, he's going for the Bergman now.
No, going for the Romo. It's the Romo right now.
Which of these current players signed an esports deal with FaZe Clan's Nuke Squad team for Call of Duty?
Oh, jeez.
Emmett Sheehan or Anthony Davis?
Okay, I went first last time, so John. Ireland, you go first this time.
I'm going to say it's Emmett Sheehan.
Mace.
Emmett Sheehan.
Beto and Laura, you have to go opposite.
Oh, it's AD.
AD.
AD signed it.
Did he?
Yeah.
AD.
I went AD.
AD. It is AD.
I got a point.
Oh, damn it,
I didn't
Greg,
want it.
Come on.
I wanted to do the Romo.
Come on, Greg.
Come on, Greg. You didn't even know. You didn't know, did you?
So I'm out now.
Okay, yeah, Greg's out. Laura, you only have two. No. Wait, you got that right.
I got it right.
No, Laura and Beto have three. John and Mace have four.
Oh, so everybody's in.
Okay.
No, Greg's out.
Greg's out.
Okay. All right, Greg's out.
You did it.
All right, last one here before the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Who currently has more followers on Instagram?
Oh, Lord.
Austin Reeves or Freddie Freeman?
Oh, I know this one.
Okay.
So, Mace, you have to go first this time.
I am going to say Austin Reeves.
John?
To give us a winner, I'll say Freddie Freeman.
Ooh.
So you guys are out.
So everybody else is out.
Yeah,
it's either
out.
Me or Ireland.
It is Austin Reeves.
Yeah!
Mace
takes the W.
The year
That's what
of
I'm
the
talking
mace.
About.
Return of the Mace.
Yeah.
Get it, Mace.
Return of the Mace.
So when it comes down to NBA or Major League Baseball, I always go NBA in terms of social media following.
Yeah,
the NBA
baseball guys
so,
are boring.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
exactly.
I'm not on Instagram, so mine was a complete guess.
Yeah.
So in January, it was Bergman and Mason in one.
Yep.
In February, it was Mason. In March, it was Mason. Mace's been a winner in every month this year.
Because he's a winner.
It really is the year of the Mace.
He's a winner.
It is.
Wait till you win that bodybuilding competition.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
By the way, Brian, what's our out time?
27:30.
All right, so Ireland, I don't know if you heard this or not. We only have 60 seconds left. But I started my body transformation last night with Steve Zim, the trainer to the stars. And I am in 6 months going to do the show without my shirt off, and I'm going to look great.
Greg, what's the date of the bet where he's got to be under 190?
Too bad. You already lost. He lost it.
You won it.
I was over.
I won that? What did
you
I
won
win?
That. $5,000.
Yeah.
All right, good.
I was at 196.
Jerk. He ate Popeyes on the last day.
I ate Popeyes on Saturday night. That's
yeah, I had a good feeling about that.
All right, that's it for us. Beto, thank you very much. Fun today.
Yeah.
That's a reaction. Tomorrow, it's me, Bergman, and Marcus Grant is going to be here. Ireland, have a great call of the game.
All right, boys, I'll talk to you tomorrow from D.C.
Cool. Lakers versus Toronto. Yeah, and then a quick turnaround. They got to be in Washington for a game tomorrow. We're on a short show tomorrow, again, from noon to 2:30. Me, Bergman, and Marcus Grant. We are back tomorrow. Go Lakers, go Dodgers, 710 ESPN.